Season's greetings, pizzas. Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And this is going to be a great show. I should first say we're sponsored by Corsair Gaming and Antlion, and this weekend we're going to be at the Sacramento Gamers Expo, which is going to be the space to be if you are a gamer. It's at the Scottish Rite Center on December 13th, and it features guests like Roger Craig Smith, Andre Meadows, you may know him as the Black Nerd on YouTube, Sean Long from YouTube, and then us, Video Game Bang, and we are not going to be there alone because we are bringing our very good friend. She's going to have a booth right next to us, and that's Macy Rose, the cosplay sensation straight out of Sacramento, California, who happens to be joining us on this very show. So we're going to be talking about all the stuff she's been into since her last appearance on the podcast. She went from a couple thousand followers on Instagram to like 17,000. She's worked for Walker Stalker Con, and she's won contests and gone on to do all these great things, and she's back in our very own Sacramento studio, and it's very exciting. We're going to be talking with the real David Webb. He's on the show, as well as my co-host and great friend Aaron Carter. On top of that, we are going to be talking about some amazing things. We got Game of Thrones news. We're talking about news regarding Armika in Street Fighter, some censorship issues. There's so much stuff to talk about. If you haven't already, please follow us on Patreon if you want to help support the show. The show does take money to run. We're very thankful for those of you who have already taken the step and decided to help with the show. That's patreon.com/videogamebang. And if that's too much, if you don't want to donate real money, what's just as good is if you can go to iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud and help us rate the show. That's all you got to do. Rate it 5 stars, put a little nice comment, how we don't suck that bad, and we'll be forever in your debt. So we got a loaded episode. All that, much more on this week's
Bang. Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, episode 113. We, of course, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away. And Antlion. Aaron, have you had any time to work on the Antlion logo?
No, I have not.
No?
Usually Fridays. Fridays is when I do it.
That's your creative time?
That's my Antlion creative.
Where is Steven?
He's probably in the dungeon working on something himself.
Gross. Is that your dungeon?
It puts the lotion on.
TBD.
Skin.
TBD.
We have an awesome show for you with a very special guest joining us for the second time ever on the show.
Oh, you're wrong. It's third.
Third?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Wow, you totally just forgot about
totally
me.
Did
forgot.
I just forget about Dre?
Damn.
What happened? Okay, let's count them off. The first time was...
My first
1984.
Time. The first time was the first time. Yes, mm-hmm. That's 100% accurate. Second time...
Was the second time. I was on again.
How did I forget that?
Somebody even tweeted about her on the second time.
Really?
Because she said, shut up, Aaron.
Oh, that's right.
And then somebody, yeah, and then somebody tweeted, more people need to tell Aaron to shut up.
Finally, someone had the guts.
Like, so I do.
And then I was like, well, that's
it's
just going to make me talk even more.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember everything.
I don't know why I can't hear you very well. Talk a little bit closer to the mic.
Me?
Let me see. Yeah, see how it goes.
Yo.
Let me see.
You didn't even share. That was the last one, too, isn't it? Wow.
What a jerk, Aaron. You didn't even offer Macy any gummy bears.
Well, I figured she was on a diet. Not saying that you need it. Right now.
Way to start the show.
What? No.
She's gearing up for her, cosplay,
that's
right?
What I should be doing.
See, so
I
I'm helping you out. There
yes.
It is. Boom.
So let's get the show started right. Joining us, as always, he's never missed one show in his life, and I'm starting to get a little suspicious.
Therapy.
Something's wrong with
it's
you.
It's therapy, sir.
Aaron Carter, welcome to the show.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, like I said, it's therapy. This is where I get everything out. Stressful day, something like that. Boom.
Berates right our special guests.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I didn't berate her.
It's okay. No.
See? It's okay.
All right. And then also joining us, he missed a show. Well,
he's missed so many shows.
He's missed so many shows. Yeah. Yep. The real David Webb.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
I'm saving my creativity.
And then joining us for the very third time, wow. My apologies, cosplay sensation, Sacramento's own Macy Rose.
Aw, thank you. Hi, guys. I'm glad to be back. I'm excited.
We're glad to have you back.
Okay, like new digs.
Yeah.
This is your first time in the new studio.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Oh, no, I love it. I love everything about it. And the color on the walls and the art, it's amazing.
Did you see?
It's missing more Macy prints.
Look at that right there.
I saw mine over there.
You did see it? That's what you gave us.
Next to my dragon.
Yeah, next to your dragon. You gave that to us on your very first appearance.
Yes.
And so what has life been like since your first time? Because, you know, no one really knew about you the first time you were here. And then you did the show once, and then everyone knows who you are all of a sudden. What was that like for you?
Yeah, thanks to all that promo, Corey. Thank you. life is great. I've done a lot more cosplay since the first time I was on. I think I only had, like, maybe three or so, and now I'm almost up to maybe 8 or 9, something like that. Yeah, so I've grown, and I have a lot more to grow.
You've met a lot of people, too, in the industry now, right?
Yeah, I'm up to almost, like, 17,000 followers, so I just say, like, 17,000 friends I have.
Now, you know you've made it when you have your own, like, fan accounts. I've seen Macy Rose fan accounts popping up on Instagram. What's that like?
Oh, my gosh, it's adorable. I love it. I feel so flattered. Just to see, like, all the nice things they say. And just for them to take the time to not post pictures of themselves above me, it's so sweet. I love it.
What's crazy is that our path started roughly around the same time. Because if I'm correct, Wizard World Sacramento was your very first.
Yes.
That was our first con as VGB as well. Yeah, actually, that was my very first con ever. Was it for
you?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Kettle Con. Where they sell popcorn. Yeah, kettle corn. Yeah, I've been to that twice before the Wizard World. So it's always good. It's always good.
It's practically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you won that year, like a judge's honor, I think?
Yeah, with my first cosplay, my Daenerys cosplay. Vegas PG picked me as her honorable mention. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Vegas. That was Jerry's favorite.
Oh, yeah, Vegas.
Jerry spent so much money on those prints.
She has a restraining order.
She does. Jerry.
Yeah.
But it's signed, so he counts it.
It's a sign, yeah. It's signed framed by her, so yeah. It's framed. Yeah.
And then you went on to win for your Maya one.
Yeah.
Kamikaze?
At Kamikaze last year, I brought my Maya the Siren cosplay. Dope. And I won second place in the video game category.
Oh, that's my absolute favorite one. I love the Borderlands cosplay in general.
Oh my gosh, me too.
It's so good.
I drool over everyone's. Like, I would love to do another Borderlands cosplay.
If you were, who would you do?
Moxie. But not just the normal Moxie. I want to do, like, a special skin of hers, like the garage Moxie or something. Something different.
That would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You should try Roland.
You could cosplay anyone, so I guess I could.
Just don't do blackface.
Yeah,
we've learned the hard way. How many? Every couple months, a story comes out about a cosplayer who tries to do it. Don't be that one, Macy.
Yeah, I won't.
And then you did some awesome stuff with Real Guys.
Yes, those my guys Real Guys so cool. family. Yeah, we walk. I don't know if you guys know, but they're a Walking Dead cosplay group based in LA. And they were nice enough to let me be a part of them, even though I'm from Sacramento. I'm pretty far away from them. But, I'm a part of their group, and we try to go to as many cons together as we can.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When you came up with that Beth cosplay, it was before she died.
Spoilers.
Oh, no, that's spoiler. It's fine.
I'm on season two.
You don't even like the show.
I'm on season one, so thanks.
You guys don't care that much.
You guys don't care.
Man.
So that you created it before, right?
Yeah, I think Beth was my second cosplay ever. So it was shortly after the Daenerys, so that was what? April last year?
And then they killed her off.
Yes.
What was that? What's that like for you as a cosplayer? Is it like, oh, crap, now I got to put a bullet hole in my head?
Yeah, well, I'm really sensitive. And Beth was just such a sweet character. I bawled. I absolutely bawled. When it happened at the same time as... my niece taking her first steps upstairs. So my brother came down all happy, like, hey, guess what? Rose took her first steps. And I was just like, I can't move, falling on the couch. I was like, I can't even go see her. Like, I'm so upset right now. It was crazy.
I'm in a glass cage of emotion.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. And then you actually then even took that a step further with the Walking Dead stuff, because I ran into you at San Diego Comic-Con. And yes, you were hosting cosplay competitions.
Yeah, I was hosting the costume contest with Hacksaw Jacket Walker Stalker Convention. It was right across the street from San Diego Comic-Con.
I was telling everybody that was his place to be, because
it was so chill.
It was so relaxed. That's where you can go away.
It was such a nice break.
It's the con away from the con.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was a vacation from the con?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Like, it was nuts in the streets. And then go into this Walker Stalker, and then it's just like, oh, well, there's Michael Rooker with like two people in front of him.
Exactly. It was crazy see all the celebrities with barely anybody in line. And so you could just go up and talk to all of them. And the Walking Dead cast, they're the nicest people. They're so down to earth.
We met, I got that interview with Rooker, with Sam Wilson. What's his name, right?
Scott Wilson.
Yeah.
You start with an S.
The Falcon?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
And then, of course, I saw Macy. I thought they did you wrong a little bit on that.
Why?
Because they put you and Hacksaw Jack up there. And then they were like, all right, Macy, who is the best? And then I'm sitting there like, oh, that sucks for Macy because she's so nice.
Yeah, and actually Hacksaw was the host, and so I was the only judge. So that's why I was the only one that had the decision to make. And it was so hard, and I felt so bad afterwards. You know, I want to pick everyone.
I know.
But I couldn't.
They need like that jerk up there who doesn't care. Like, Macy has a reputation. She's a nice person. A lot of these cosplayers even knew who you were and looked up to you.
Yeah.
And I should have just been up there. Just been like, that one sucks. That one's good. Macy, whisper in my ear which one you want me to berate.
Wow.
You know, that would have been a scapegoat. I'd be a scapegoat.
So why didn't Hacksaw Jim Duggan do anything then?
He was hosting, periscoping.
He had his hands full. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if you got the hint, but I always was like trying to ask the crowd, who do you guys think? Like, don't put it on me.
I was trying to yell as loud as I could, and then they should have put it on Periscope. I felt like Periscope should have been like, and they actually
did. I think he was like, who do you guys think on Periscope? And they would say the names of who they thought.
How's that working for cosplay? Are you still periscoping as much? I see Facebook has this new thing that I see other cosplayers do.
Yeah, I haven't periscoped for a while. I mostly did it at San Diego Comic-Con when I was walking like on the vendor floor. And it was really cool to see like fans' comments to it, because they were like, thank you so much. I live here and I don't like far away, and I don't think I can ever make it there, and so now you're giving me the experience of being there. And like, I thought that was so cool. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I'm doing this now.
I was there and I was still watching Periscope because I wanted to know, like, is the Walker Stalker party really worth going to? And then I go to your Periscope and your dad's like full-on b-boy breakdancing.
Yeah.
And I would not expect that. Like, you guys live in the kind of the country area where I grew up in. And then I see your dad as like this gruff, you know, cowboy guy who's got to drive a big old pickup truck and, you know, fight cattle. And then he's b-boy dancing, like doing the full on.
Fight cattle?
Is that what cowboys do?
Or 1886.
No, what?
I don't know, but.
We don't have any cows.
so you're wrong there.
He's been breakdancing forever. Like, he taught himself when he was little. Yeah.
Wow. That is so
amazing.
He was
even like on a commercial or something when he was younger breakdancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now we have to find that one, huh?
Yeah, I haven't even found it.
Well, we got some stuff that we want to get to talking about. We're going to start off with some news familiar to the con world since we're talking there. Wizard World announces that they're going to be doing... Oh, no!
What's your plan?
Who timed that? Webb, was that you?
Yep, that was me.
It was
my
Webb.
Oh, it was Webb. Damn it. Okay.
I hate that. You're getting the flow, and then all of a sudden, what you playing happens. So we're going to start off, what you playing. Macy, do you know how to play what you playing?
Answer what I've been playing.
Damn it. Boom. She's good.
Nailed it.
Damn, her yes. her very
her first time.
First time on the show.
Wow.
Macy, what have you been playing?
I've been so busy with my new cosplay that I've been working on, but I've gotten a little bit of Halo 5 in there recently.
I saw your Instagram picture where you were getting a little frisky with the Halo 5 copy.
Yeah, Halo's like one of my favorite game franchises ever, so it's I have to give it love.
That's awesome. Yeah. Were you doing campaign or do you do multiplayer?
I just do multiplayer. I just like to get on and like murder everyone and then get off.
Wow. Yeah. And just bounce. Drop some mic. I'm out.
Exactly.
Since you haven't been on the show a lot, I know me and you played Destiny a little bit back then.
Yeah.
Do you still play that one at all?
I don't.
Yeah, good.
I should.
Good girl.
No, I miss it. I like it, but I like Halo better, so I would pick Halo over.
Okay.
And then you are an Elder Scrolls player, obviously, with the Forsworn.
Mm-hmm.
Since that went free to play, have you been playing that one a little
more? I actually haven't been on since it went free.
Oh, you're like, oh, I don't want to play with these people.
Yeah, because now it's not like the cool thing anymore. And, now everyone's on it.
Now the poor people can play. I don't want to play.
Wow.
No, totally not like that.
See, that's where she needs me to be the bad person. I say the bad things that she thinks, but would never say.
Yeah.
See?
Good balance.
Aaron, what you been playing?
Street Fighter. Played a little of that yesterday on the stream old.
I was so disappointed. Losing to you hurts.
Well, I mean, hey, can't all win against me, right?
Well, because I actually try and legitimately learn the game, and then you just come button mash and then win me.
Oh, well, first of all, that's just horrible grammar.
He won you.
You wounded me, Aaron.
And I'm not button mashing. Like, there's a strategy there.
Hit all the buttons you can.
Exactly.
As quickly
as
you can.
As you can.
Yeah.
I
was still.
I don't mash. You know.
I was still riding that Capcom Cup high because I spent literally about 10 to 12 hours watching Street Fighter Ultra 4 on Twitch.
What, you know what I noticed about your gameplay?
Uh-oh.
If I can give you a little lesson.
Sure. What's up?
And I bet you Alex will say the same thing. You think way too much.
You think so?
Yes. Whenever you play, you think way too much. And I can see you hesitate on something, and then I'll just kick you in the face. And that split second of hesitation, you get a foot to the face.
Holly Holm style.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just over. So I'm like, because the second time that we played that you actually beat me,
yeah,
you were like, okay, I need to relax like I did the last one. I'm like, what are you thinking about this? Just go into the match and play a video game. Like, you don't need to, this isn't chess.
It is. No, it's not checkers.
When you're playing against somebody that's playing checkers, then you can't chess them. Because they're playing a totally different game.
Wow, on Video Grammar Bang this week, we got Macy in here, so we're all talking stupid.
Just saying.
Aaron won Corey. Aaron says we can't chess people playing checkers.
Yeah, you can't. You can't chess people
Life
playing
lessons.
Checkers.
Watching that much, like, it's, I don't know, I feel like if you watch someone do something enough on the highest level, you feel like you can do that.
Yeah, but see, it's the same thing with like sports. I watch, you know, soccer all the time, and I'm like, oh man, I think I can do all that. But you can't.
No.
No, those people have trained all their lives.
I flew too close to the sun on wings of
yes,
wax,
you did.
And then Aaron button mashed my face to the ground.
And gross. It's crazy. I mean, it's a fun game. I love Street Fighter. Like, I don't know. It, throughout the years, it has changed a little, of course, but. Street Fighter is just always fun to me.
Macy, have you ever considered a Street Fighter cosplay?
I think they look awesome, but I haven't played, so. I know.
Is that kind of your deal? You have to love the character, right?
Oh, totally. I would never just, like, cosplay just for the look. Like, I have to relate to the character.
Oh, okay.
See, that's respectable. That's I don't think a lot of people do that.
Oh, no.
There's
yeah,
a lot
totally.
Of, yeah.
And because I, like, get into the character, too, so, like, I want to know exactly, you know, what they would be thinking, what they would be doing in this situation. So.
I'm not going to lie. You gave me nightmares one time. I think you posted it on Facebook or something, but you were speaking like full on dragon language.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was scary.
I was speaking High Valyrian.
That was terrifying.
Really?
How'd you learn that?
I was homesick one day, and so I was just on the couch, and I was like, what better else is there to do than learn High Valyrian? So I did it.
Obviously, that's what I do.
I mean, yeah.
Airtight logic.
Right?
You can't fight that.
Learn a fictional language.
Is there a Rosetta Stone or YouTube?
I think I found the quote online, and so I was reading it here, and then I was watching her say it here and listening to her say it. So I was like that. I still remember how to say it because
let's do it.
I probably said it 8 million times that day before I recorded myself. So now I like can never forget it. So it's and don't ask me what it means because I forgot that part. But it's Nike Dainer Shamas Mahinta Geria Lentro Embilirio Wepo Anagarikstan Vareyo Munyo Engos Nuhis Isa.
What's your translation, Aaron?
I have dragons. Don't mess with me.
So, yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't something super racist. That's good.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Corey in the room.
David Webb, what have you been playing, good sir?
Fallout 4.
Good man.
Yep.
Good man.
You can't go wrong with that.
You can't.
I think I'm almost done with the main story.
How dare you?
So I'm going to stop and go do side things.
I've only done.
You're going to do side stuff?
I'm going to go do my side.
I've only done seven missions pieces. On that one. Can you see how many missions you finished for the main story? Do you know?
I don't know if you can.
You can. I know you can.
Oh, I haven't looked.
But I want to know if you've seen. Okay.
Right. I haven't looked. I'm at the part. Well, you have. Did you beat it when you added?
I got to the last, like, plot twist.
Okay.
And started the final chapter. And then they took my copy.
So
wow.
I'm.
Oh. Yeah, no. I
burn, don't. Yes.
Burn, yeah.
Thanks, Macy. Yes.
I just rub it in there. I just talked to Virgil, and he said, okay, find whoever you can. You have to build this teleporter.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. You're like spoiler. In the second chapter, act.
I'm not even there.
The second act.
I'm not near the second act. But I know what you mean by teleporter because
I've talked to enough people.
Yeah, I've talked to enough people.
Yeah.
I've heard some things.
You've heard things.
Yeah.
I'm actually putting together the top 10 games of 2015, and I'm getting a lot of lists back, and I don't know. It's a dead heat between Fallout 4 and Witcher 3.
Witcher 3 seems to be up there, yeah.
I don't know who's going to win.
I think Witcher 3 will win.
You think so?
Only because...
Because this is people's list.
Yeah,
now.
But
this
it hasn't had enough time. Fallout 4 hasn't had enough time to marinate. It's still thawing out.
It's still in the fridge.
You can see it, and you're like, I want to eat that, but it's still kind of thaw. You have to wait a little bit. When Witcher 3 has been... You know, they've already consumed a lot of it.
It's barbecue.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ready to go.
Yeah, it's leftovers now.
Major
yeah.
contender I didn't expect. Splatoon. I'm thinking Splatoon's in the top five spot at this point.
Aaron, thoughts?
No, a lot of people like that game. I mean...
I saw Splatoon cosplays at Sac Anime.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that, like an inkblot?
Yeah, exactly. No, they were dressed up like the characters, and they had big paint rollers,
wow.
and like big giant containers of what looked
they,
like. Paint.
People are saying it's fun. I'm not gonna knock their fun. You know, if you have fun with the game, by all means. But
you've knocked so many games of
there's
mine.
There's always a but, though. The game's terrible.
All right,
there it is.
I've been playing Ultra Street Fighter 4, and me and Aaron talked about it already, so we can move on with the news stories. So,
all right.
Wizard World is getting a gaming convention coming in 2016.
It's about darn time.
Really?
Yeah.
This was unexpected. I know they were cutting back on their amount of regular Comic-Cons, like
okay.
by four or five.
Yeah, that's fine.
And now they're adding nine video games.
Well,
ones.
Because if you think about, look how many Wizard World Comic-Cons they do. They do like 700
yeah.
and two.
The most, you know, backwards cities in the world, you know, like. Places you never even heard of,
like Reno,
exactly. And I don't know, it seems like they spread themselves really thin doing that, and so you mm-hmm. get kind of like, you know, some celebrities that you've never heard of. Well, we got the guy who was holding the lights on Knight Rider. You're like, who is that? I've never heard
the
of
remake
that.
Not the original.
Yeah, not
yeah.
the yeah the remake.
Macy, what do you think about that oversaturation and the amount of cons in general? Do you think Wizard World's doing the right thing by switching to gaming?
Yeah, I think so. Because I love Wizard World, and I've been to a few of them, and they all kind of seem very, very, very similar. And so I think a change will be great for them.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we've been to two in Sac. Now we've gone to one
in
Reno.
Reno
and
what
they
did you
were...
think about the Reno? Like, honestly, compared to our Sacramento one.
It wasn't as big.
It didn't feel as big, did
yeah,
it?
I don't know.
I didn't get to go to Reno, but I heard that that was, like, the big one.
What?
That's you know, what everyone told me that.
As far as guests know, I think they were treating it like the big one because it was their like big end of the year finale.
Oh.
Because okay. that's, I was saw them all. I got to talk to Mo Lightning a little bit and
nice.
Abby Darkstar, and they were all just talking about how like, oh man, this was the big one because now we can go home and enjoy the holidays.
Con season's over basically.
Yeah.
That thing. Okay.
But it's just like the convention center itself didn't seem like it was any bigger than, you know, Sacramento's convention center.
I was going to say, not many times can we in Sacramento be like, oh, man, our convention center was yeah. way better. But this time we can because
yeah.
it is in the heart of downtown. You do have the Sheridan right across the street.
Yeah.
It's a good atmosphere, and it's going to get only better when we get that new arena because the new arena is going to be only a couple
two
blocks.
Arenas.
Yes.
Two arenas are just going to
yes.
be blocks away
Sacramento, yeah.
from the convention
I mean,
center.
Republic. But it just, I don't know, they didn't seem like they used the space well as well.
They have a whole nother, like, they had half of it cut off just for registration. I feel like they could have done registration someplace else and then spread it open and get more. But maybe they just didn't have that many vendors.
I think they didn't.
Maybe it was the end of the year.
There was one alleyway in the middle of the whole thing that was, like, so wide that I was just like, there's, like, so much space here. Like, they could throw so many vendors, like, right here. But it was just kind of empty.
And they were competing head-to-head with a San... I know it's kind of far away, but San Jose had
the Fan Fest.
The Heroes and Villains? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heroes and Villains. So, like, a Sacramento crew of people we would have normally saw, they were split down the middle. Like,
definitely. I know personally a bunch of people were going to the Reno Wizard World, and then right when the Fan Fest was announced, everybody moved over to that one.
Yeah,
because we've seen Wizard World before, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I think the Sacramento Wizard World always has a really great turnout.
So just wait for Sacramento. You don't need to go to every Wizard World that comes in there.
Yeah, like I went to the Vegas one. And
how was that?
The turnout was very, very, very little. I think everybody... I was thinking everybody's probably like, there's so much to do in Vegas other than going to a con that everybody's everywhere else but the con.
That's true.
It was very small.
And Vegas is expensive too.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
But that seems a little disappointing for a giant, you know, city like that.
Exactly. I was expecting a lot more.
This is going to have, so they're going to do the same thing. They're going to have like WWE wrestlers there.
Of course. Yeah.
They're going to do Mario. The voice of Mario is going to be there.
He's still alive?
Yeah,
surprisingly. Yeah,
he's actually going to be at Sac Anime here in January.
So he's literally just going to spend the night until...
Yeah. And then they're going to be doing gaming tournaments. That's going to be the big thing. That's really going to
be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But not even from... Like, they're going to have Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
But they're also doing Third Strike.
Yeah, old school. You got to go old school.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Okay, let's not go that old school.
They're going old school.
Let's not go that old school.
Guilty Gear... is going to be there. Tekken 7, but like, why no League?
Excuse me?
No League of Legends.
Yeah, why?
Because that's huge. It's big for turnouts.
Well, first of all, unless they had like a full 10 computer setup, everybody would have to bring their own rig. And I don't think they're trying to harbor that giant LAN party, you know.
Yeah. They don't have the bandwidth for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe and logistics.
Your phone can barely run in that place. They're not trying to do all that.
And then, like you've said this before, fighting games have a much more wider breadth of understanding.
Sure does.
Than League.
Look at the tournaments that we go to when people bring their own like TVs and monitors and systems, and they're like, "Do you need an extra one?" Like, no, we're already full of so we don't need any more TVs. And people still just keep like by the droves. They just bring all their stuff in. It's ridiculous.
And it's not hard to understand.
The thing is, too, like this is just the stuff going on in Hotlanta for the first one. If this picks up steam, I could easily see them getting more partners. Because right now, they're really only partnered with Capcom, which is a little, you know, they don't have the best public opinion right now with the whole Mega Man thing, right?
Well, they're trying to redeem themselves. I mean, they got Street Fighter
to
latch on to.
Konami getting butchered right now.
Yeah, Konami is not even a company anymore.
Yeah, Bandai Namco.
Yeah, they're good for whatever they do. I don't know what they can do. So
that's it.
Yeah, soft.
Yeah, that's pretty soft for in calling yourself a gaming expo.
That's SOF capital T.
Yeah.
Soft.
So we will see. Will you be going to this one when it comes to Sacramento?
I was gonna say, is there one planned here?
Yeah, Sacramento in July.
Yeah.
What I think they're focused or what they should try to do is mimic not an E3, but like if E3 comes out in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do all these big reveals from the big three companies or something like that. Try to get some of those and have them tour around the country with that stuff.
Well, they do have games that they're showing off. Let's see. These may have been out already.
Like, because not everybody's going to E3. Not everybody can go to E3. But if you get kind of the round tour of E3 to where the whole, you know, nation gets to see some of these games, it'd be awesome, you know? Like Macy said when she was, you know, doing her online video. I can't get over there, but just showing me through, you know.
Yeah.
If they come to my city, then I can go play the games that I just saw in June.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening for
a long time. Yeah, they have to build up some steam first, but I would think that would be the ultimate goal.
Because I don't play Dark Souls, but what number are they on right now?
Like 7, I don't know.
Are they really?
No, they're like 3.
So 3 is out already?
There's Demon Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, and what is that, the new one?
Dark Souls 3?
No. It's the new one that's like the spiritual successor type of thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, everybody. It's the new one on PS4. Everybody.
You're asking the wrong gamer.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I have to Google it. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think Dark Souls 3 just came out. So No. It comes out in March of 2016. So that's really the only one I see that they have on the list that's playable that could get anyone excited, unfortunately.
And that's terrible.
Splatoon is on the list of games.
Oh, well, there you go.
Adventure Time, Steven Universe, but Dark Souls 3.
That's not strong enough.
That Adventure Time one, I believe that's a VR game.
I think we saw that at TwitchCon.
I played it.
Yep. Next news story, Game of Thrones Season 6 gets a little teaser trailer, and it's strong. It's small, but mighty. What did you think of it, Macy?
Anything ever Game of Thrones gets me super excited because it's my favorite. We have to wait so long for it to come back on. I love the little sneak peek. I didn't feel like I learned anything. I mean, Jon Snow was in it.
Is he alive or not?
First of all, do you know?
Second of all,
I haven't read the books.
I know you have like insider knowledge on things Walking Dead.
Not Game of Thrones.
But not Game of Thrones? Okay. Okay. It's fan theory. Do you want him to survive?
Of course. I love him. I don't know what's going to happen. I felt like he did die, but that the Red Witch who was coming back to Castle Black would do her witchy stuff on him and make him come back to life because I want to say season 3, it showed that man, I don't know if you guys remember, who has came back to life like 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
From the gods that he believes in. And so I'm hoping somehow she does that with John.
I heard that maybe his consciousness, some theories, these are just fan theories, could get transferred into his dog.
Kind of like a warg.
Yeah.
Brand.
Yeah, I heard he might be a warg.
Yeah, that could totally be possible.
Yeah, warg. See, you've watched the series a lot, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, probably like, oh no, more than that.
The whole thing?
Yeah, of course. Like, probably like 7 times.
Jeez.
That's impressive.
But not the last season. I think I've only watched the most recent season once or twice. I want to rewatch it again.
What else did we get? We got a lot of glimpses of things that happened in the past and actually some, we might get to see a little more of Bran.
Yeah, we heard his voice because he wasn't in the whole last season due to his story furthering before it should, before everybody else's. His story was too far along and so now he's going to be back.
It's going to be interesting to see him back because isn't he like 30 now? I mean, like, he was a little boy before, and now he's, like, a grown adult.
Yes.
How's he still going to play a little kid in this next season?
On Hodor's back.
Exactly. Yeah. A giant dude on Hodor's back.
The guy
back.
Who plays Hodor.
Hodor, yeah. Let's go.
I guess Hodor doesn't have to carry him anymore, right? Because
he's got some sort of powers, it looks like. Yeah. And then your character, Daenerys, was in a little bit of a sticky situation, if I remember right.
Yeah, I love how you say my character.
Yeah, well, it's
you played. She's mine. Yeah,
it is. Like, now when I see Daenerys or Beth, it just automatically goes, oh, that's Macy.
Yeah.
That's Macy's character.
You don't see Beth anymore.
Spoilers.
I'm just letting you know.
Too soon, man. She's barely getting over it.
I mean, gun to my head, I'd have to say you're not going to see her anymore in the series.
I know. I was so hopeful for a while, but I don't know why, because she took a gun to the head. Of course, she's not coming back.
Oh, and the way she went, too. When she attacked her with, like, scissors, I said, please.
She wasn't thinking.
Accident.
With Daenerys, I'm excited because the Dothraki showed up at the end, and so I'm hoping she's going to be back in some Dothraki clothes to cosplay, because that's how I think.
Yeah, you guys look at the world differently.
Yeah.
In clothing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Captain America Civil War is going to be screened to Sony executives for approval.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that
for Spider-Man. Yeah. They want to make sure Spider-Man, I guess, is up to the crap that Sony normally does.
They're on par with everything that
exactly.
they're doing.
Exactly. I don't understand it, though.
It's what I don't understand is what, let's say, worst case scenario, Sony hates it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
They go back and re-edit everything.
They're going to have to change the whole thing up.
It'll be Tarantula Man.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's the kind of thing. I'm hoping it's more of just a courtesy. Like, thanks for the license.
I think there was a deal between both the companies, and they were like, we want this, this, and this, you know, if you're going to take Spider-Man from us and put it in your Marvel Universe. And so to make sure that they get everything that they want from the deal, they probably get to – that was probably one of their little extras. Oh, we get to watch it first before anybody else. Like, okay.
They got a live tweet.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to start following every Sony exec I can find on Twitter.
When all the leaks come out, we know who did it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I heard there may be an Iron Spider suit, which is exciting.
Don't do that.
You don't think so?
Why?
Not yet. What? No.
That was the best part of the comic.
No, because now you're going to start. Now you're going to start trying to jam all these things from the comic into this small movie. Don't Spider-Man 3 it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's true. Macy, you fall in these Marvel movies, right?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm super excited for the new Civil War one.
Ooh. Why haven't you thought of a Gamora outfit? Nah. No, not into her.
Oh, oh I am. Me and my boyfriend are actually doing a couple's cosplay. Hopefully, gonna have it ready for Silicon Valley Comic Con. Black Widow and Captain America.
There you go.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Nice. You heard it here first, everyone.
Wig or die.
Oh, wig.
You're going to kill her?
Wig
or die? No.
I know.
Wear a wig or you're going to
I thought you were saying win or die from Game of Thrones.
No.
No, I don't ever want to get rid of my Daenerys hair.
Uh-huh.
So wig.
Wig.
All right.
I know. I try to rarely do wigs because I like to make it look super like authentic, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'll do a wig for this one.
That's awesome. What decided the couple's cosplay? Is it just something that it's like, oh, we got to do this? Or
He went to his first con with me, and I think about – and he was wearing a Captain America shirt. I think about 30 people came up to him and asked if he was Captain America.
Wow.
Like, really. And so, like, that mixture, and then we wanted to cosplay, and we were like, well, that's perfect. You know, let's do that. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Next news story, it's Game of Thrones related, not Game of Thrones, Walking Dead related. Norman Reedus was bit by a fan at a convention, but he will not press charges because that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah. Will he turn though?
now he has to be shot in the head.
Yeah, that's the question.
Norman Reedus' character has to worry about zombies biting him in the AMC's Walking Dead series, but now it looks like the actor has to worry about getting bit in real life. During Walker Stalker Con in New York, Reedus was bitten by a fan during a photo op, according to reports. It all started when a female fan, of course it was a female fan.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Who else?
She was standing in line for the photo op. Reedus and Rooker, it was about 3 o'clock. She then walked towards the two actors, telling Reedus about how she likes to pretend she's married to him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then the biting occurred. With security quickly running towards them. They kicked the women out of the convention.
Of course.
Of course.
Why not?
And they explained to her that she just bit Norman Reedus.
I think she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she did it on
purpose. It was premeditated.
What season are they on of Walking Dead?
They just had the half season premiere of 6.
So he's made it through 5.5 seasons without getting bit, 6.5.
And without a shower.
Without getting bit. And then he goes to one con and gets bit, like.
By the most random of fans. She actually released a statement.
Ooh, let's hear that.
Finally, meet the love of my life and get banned from the rest of the con and lose 2 more $100 photo ops with him because I lost my mind. Got so excited standing beside him and just turned my head and bit him. I don't know what came over me. It wasn't my intention to hurt him. I'm sorry, Norman.
Wow.
It's too late, girl. He already ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, because now nobody else will be able to get that photo
exactly.
Up. Yeah.
Are you? Is this a concern for you, Macy? When you see like a new fan, is it like,
wow?
Oh no,
wow.
No, not like that.
You don't think
that.
No one's gonna bite you?
No, no, no. I meant like now they're gonna be like so much more careful when fans meet the celebrities, and maybe we won't be able to go hug them like we want to, you know?
Yeah.
Because of crazies like her.
Aaron, this seems like your dream. I think if a fan bit you, you'd be very honored.
No.
You seem to love these weird interactions.
No, that's online hate, I said. That's fine. I can deal with that type of stuff. Don't touch me. Not in that way, no. That, you know, if there was happened to be some fan who came up with, oh, I'm excited to see you, Aaron Carter, type of thing, then I'd be like, hey, what's up? Let's take a picture, all that type of stuff. But don't bite me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, come on.
I will have $100 in my pocket at the second Gamer Expo. No, and if you bite Aaron Carter.
No. Then I guess you're using that towards your hospital bill. So go ahead. Take your chances.
Speaking of Aaron, let's move on to an article you wrote. I thought it was an interesting piece. It was an opinion piece you did for NerdReactor.com. It says, do we need virtual reality?
Do we?
That's all it said.
Yeah.
That was the header. And it said, do we?
One blank page. Just do
and end of article. A bunch of pictures.
And then a gif of me, you know, looking confused. Do we?
What's your beef?
I think it's too soon for VR. We, in the article, I basically say that as gamers, we kind of see TV and they'll be like, oh, put on these VR headsets, like in like movies and stuff like that. And then you get transported into this brand new world, which is just all interactive and stuff. Look at Surrogates with Bruce Willis.
Which is how I base all of my opinion pieces.
But I'm just saying that's the kind of impression that we get. You know, you sit in a machine, you put the headset on, and you're in whatever video game of your dreams. And we want that.
Oh, yeah.
We want holodecks from Star Trek where we step in and then all of a sudden we're in a whole new world. That's the type of immersion we get. But when you put on an Oculus Rift or you put on that PlayStation helmet, you're not necessarily getting that just yet. It's coming kind of short of all that. Not even kind of short, just really short of all that because it's, you know, Hollywood versus reality. So when we haven't even perfected immersion in all the games that we get, you might get Elder Scrolls, you know, Skyrim, where you really love all the characters and everything looks all cool and everything like that. But that's one out of 50 games that came out this year. Are they all on the scale of Elder Scrolls?
No.
Exactly. So if we can't even get that 100% right, why are we pushing towards VR so
Have you
quick?
Got to try VR, Macy?
I haven't. Oh, or man. Oculus Rift. Yeah,
no,
nothing.
None?
Yeah. Oh. It's been right in front of me, and then I just...
You got to jump into it. At least try it. See if you get sick. Because I know a lot of people.
Yeah, because I get car sick, so I've been worried about that.
I got sick when I did it too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I was terribly hungover, but
so
it's probably maybe a mix.
Terrible.
Probably.
60-20
But like
the 80%
is 60.
Think about your favorite game of all time or whatever.
My favorite game of all time, Halo.
Okay, Halo. Now, do you think you can sit down with a full 10-hour, 15-hour Halo game with Oculus Rift on the whole time?
Not the current weight of that thing. We have neck problems.
So, if we can't sit and immerse ourselves for the amount of time that we normally play one of these type of games, then it's like we got to ease off a little until we get that perfected, you know? Until they're like the size of your regular glasses, I think, and we can get that same type of feeling.
NerdReactor.com if you want to read the entire article, and then you can comment on it below if you want to tell Aaron he's wrong.
Oh, they can't wait, and I can't wait either.
I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
So another thing I want to talk about, we were talking about Street Fighter a little bit ago, but Street Fighter V is coming out, and anytime a piece of news comes out, you know, it just gets jumped on. Street Fighter ended up, or Capcom rather, decided to censor a celebration taunt from the character Armika.
They should censor a lot more than just her celebration taunt.
That's what I was going to say. Why? The character is so blatantly sexualized.
Oh, no, they really...
And
I mean,
I'm not
care.
Complaining,
yeah,
right?
I don't
it's
care either,
called fan service.
Yeah.
You know, some people are into that.
Some people? Millions of people, you mean?
Okay, I'm into it. All right. But... the taunt was the last part of that. I guess she smacks her butt after she wins and says something.
Yeah, she did that in the previous games, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, though, they left the same animation. They just moved the camera. So you don't see
her smacking her butt? You just see her arm make the motion?
You just hear it.
I hope they edited the sound out. Have you seen this character, Macy?
No.
How do you feel about this kind of fan service-y stuff? Like, Street Fighter, it seems like in this one specifically, they went 10 times over, like, the jiggle physics stuff. And the character is wearing pretty much nothing. Cammy was the same way, right?
Yeah, that's her character.
Yeah, it's pretty much a Cammy character.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I feel about it?
Yeah, does it keep you from playing a game? Is her smacking her butt, is that a big deal to you?
I don't care. I would probably purposely play her.
Just to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Webb, what do you think?
There's the animation.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what she does.
What's on that like pink lemonade on her.
Oh.
What is that?
I don't know what all that extra stuff is.
That's the stuff in the
that's
car
the
wash.
Wind taunt.
Oh, okay.
So she does that. She's done that, you know, when they made her in the 2D version of the game or whatever, but I guess they just decided not anymore. We're done with.
And what's kind of interesting is that it wasn't a big outrage that caused them to change it. It was just their own internal decision.
Really?
Yeah. A message came from the Capcom brass. It says, "We didn't make any changes because of external influences. Those changes came up internally. We decided to remove that because we want the biggest possible number of people to play, and we don't want to have something in the game that might make someone feel uncomfortable."
Well, first of all,
that's for the outfit.
You feel uncomfortable?
Street Fighter is...
I think you have your own personal stuff.
I've never touched a butt. This makes me feel uncomfortable.
Street Fighter is like, they play on almost every stereotypical, you know, race.
Dalsim.
Yeah, Dalsim, Zangief, like every E-Honda.
And those are the biggest part of the human population.
Exactly. And so now you're a little shy away from offending somebody? Really?
Which they've clearly done it before. I've seen that taunt before.
Yeah, the taunt
so
is...
So now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, hang on.
Yeah.
It's getting way too sexualized. We'll keep her half naked, but we're not going to have her slap her ass.
I saw it's that 2015 thing that's going on. You know, that little thing called 2015.
Yeah, 2015, everybody's offended.
Yeah. And then they're like putting together a Mad TV reunion. 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Do
and
we need one? Should I write an article on that? Do we need
Do we?
Do we? Yeah.
And then the picture, of course, had Miss Swan and Stewart.
Okay.
The two most memorable characters. Of course, the most published comment was something about Asian heritage, you know, being mocked and autism awareness.
He's not autistic.
I didn't think so. Yeah, I saw it as a funny little kid.
I thought it was a little brat. Yeah, like he's a small little kid that's just a brat.
But these people are out there and they want to make anything.
Or a 6'3 little kid that's a brat because Michael McDonald is giant.
Did you watch? Do you remember Mad TV at all?
Do you remember?
I forget. Really? See, I'd love. She's like a perfect science experiment. We need to make her watch Mad TV and be like, is this funny?
Do you remember? Were you alive?
Is it?
Is this funny? Is it? Aaron will still conduct the written aspect.
Is it?
Oh my gosh.
It was never Saturday Night Live. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't even in Living Color for that matter.
Yeah, it was. It had its moments. It definitely had its moments. It kind of shone bright for a little bit and then kind of faded away during the end. But I never felt offended by anything it did. Like, I don't know. None of the comedy is a hard hard thing to balance with being offended and funny, because you can say some offensive stuff. But if it's funny, you could probably get away with
it. You get a pass.
Yeah, you get a pass. You're like, all right, that's I get it. But I don't know. It's a fine line. Very, very fine line. I don't see why people walk it, because you can look at Kramer.
You can trip.
Oh, man, that was the limit. If we needed to know where that line was, it was that night at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. And did you see Dave Chappelle's response to that?
No.
Where he was like, he said, this is how I know.
Macy, do you know who Dave Chappelle is?
Wow.
She thought about lying for a second. I saw that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Dave Chappelle's a comedian.
Okay.
But the Kramer situation, he said some really bad stuff.
You've heard of Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know Kramer? Did you hear about the time he went off the rails?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He just started spamming the N-word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Dave Chappelle responded by saying, "This is how I know I'm 80% comedian and 20% black." He was like, because the black part of me was like, man, you know, Kramer is racist. He said, but the comedian part was like, man, Kramer's having a real bad set right now. Like, tough it up, Kramer. You'll get him next time. I was like, yeah, that's probably how I should have been reacting. Like, it's a fine line whenever you have to. Cause he probably thought he was killing for a little bit.
No, that was why he was getting heckled.
I know, but then when he went and said all that other stuff, he probably thought, it's fine, it'll blow over with me saying this stuff, but that's that line of you're offending people and you thought you were funny. So
I think it's the context, and he said it out of anger.
Louis
C.K., I believe, has bits where he says the N-word a lot, and it's the context of how it's said, and, you know, there's a comedic art to it. There was no art. in that. Yeah, no. It was just an angry white guy that this black dude heckled him, and he's going to give him a piece of his mind.
It's tough. I would have said he probably should have just got off stage and then been like, all right, thank you guys for your time. And
he should have just slid off stage.
Yeah, just ease on into the crowd. You know? Yeah, exactly.
We have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is getting a trailer early tomorrow. I'm seeing a lot of buzz about this. Are we just getting excited for trailers for trailer's sake? Because last time I checked, everyone hated this movie.
I don't know who hated it besides me and the other two gentlemen that I went to go see the movie with.
The memes online of
the
how
world,
these...
The
world hated it. All right.
They look like Shrek.
But then somebody liked it, though, because they're making a sequel, right? I don't think the execs were like...
Yeah.
I mean, they put, what, Stephen Amell is in this?
Yeah, they do have
hot
the arrow.
Off of Arrow.
He's Casey, yeah.
Yeah, hot off of Arrow, and he's doing a A-title movie? I don't know what you call these things. A D-title?
Will Arnett was in...
Yeah, well, Will Arnett was just sitting around at home doing nothing. Come on, yeah, we all know. Like, yeah, it's like, hey, Will, do you want to do something? Yeah, sure.
I mean, Megan Fox was, a straight face.
She was trying to get in good with the director, though.
Favorite Ninja Turtle, Web, go.
Donatello.
That's about right.
Aaron? That's literally right. I already know Aaron's Donatello.
It's a mix between Donatello and Leonardo.
Macy? She's like, what's a Ninja Turtle?
No. It was kind of, I was so little when I watched it. I think it was Michelangelo. I don't even know why, though.
Because he's the funny
dude.
One. Yeah, he's the party dude. Yeah. He was my favorite as a kid.
Yeah.
Then I realized that Raphael was the correct one the whole time.
No.
Yeah.
The one with anger management
the
problems.
The one with anger management, the lone wolf.
Which is crazy because in one of the cartoons, he was the comedian type one.
Yeah. No. That
made no sense to
way
me.
Way off base. Wasn't there a girl one, too?
Yes.
In one of the lores?
Her name is... Oh my god! I can't believe I'm
Aphrodite.
No, she had her mask was like braided, which was awesome.
I was gonna say I can just Google it.
You're gonna ruin the illusion that we don't know everything.
Was it Mona Lisa?
Oh, it was Venus.
Venus de Milo. That's right. I remember. They've written her out of canon though.
Yeah, she's completely gone.
She's not,
not anymore. Thing in that.
Which
world.
I was upset about that because I was like, she fit perfectly to me in the whole Ninja Turtle lore, like. She wasn't a ninja. She was kind of more of the mystical arts and stuff like that, but like Tai Chi or something like that. But
great explanation.
Like Damien Dark.
But it was cool. Yeah, but it was I liked the way they did. She had like a little light blue. That was her color. And then her, like I said, her mask was braided all the way back. So then I kind of compensate for not having hair as a turtle.
Can you see Stephen Amell as anything except the Arrow?
I can see him as Casey Jones, yeah, actually.
Is it going to be the same character? Like the same acting?
Oh, yeah, he's going to say you failed the city once or twice.
You have failed these sewers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've never seen him in anything else.
Well, he's most recent season, have you watched any of that?
Oh, yeah.
He's like a whole different dude.
Yeah.
He's the Green Arrow now.
Yeah.
He's happy.
He's jocular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one better because he's not Bruce Wayne anymore. He's
the Green
Arrow.
Arrow.
Yeah, and I like this better.
You keep up with The Flash and all those, too?
I don't, but since Jessica Jones came out, now I want to, go back and, watch, Daredevil and stuff.
You finished Jessica Jones?
No. Oh. I heard that I have to watch Daredevil first.
No, you don't. Because
it's all...
It is all together, but they don't even...
Yeah, but they won't... Oh. They're standalones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I want to watch Jessica Jones. The trailer looks super good.
It is super good.
Did you already binge it?
Yeah, I finished it. Did I tell you I finished it, Aaron?
Yeah, you told me.
Did we talk about it?
We talked about it briefly, but everybody else in the room remember, didn't
we? Oh, we haven't seen it
yet.
How
was it? Yeah. I mean, good. I know you can't say much, but...
Good. That Doctor Who guy. I want to go watch Doctor Who now.
No, you don't. Not with David Tennant? What?
Yes.
Matt Smith. That's who you want to watch Doctor
Who. I hate Matt Smith.
He hates Matt Smith so much.
I know the day's going to come where we meet him, and, I'll put it to the side... and do my job.
And I'll say, Doc, he hates you.
Episode 113,
yeah.
Called Macy Rose. Listen to it.
He's the best one. I don't care what anybody says.
Tennant is a good actor.
Tennant is a good
actor. Everything I've seen him in, he's amazing.
Tennant's my second favorite doctor.
You're Matt Smith, too?
Yeah.
He's just the best. I'm not taking anything away from David Tennant, except for the title of best doctor. But
or Christopher Eccleston.
Eccleston was my favorite.
That gangly teeth man? No.
Whoa!
He's done.
Come
if
on,
we
man.
Ever meet him, oh, yeah, it's going
he's not even going to set it aside. He's not going to be professional
I will,
at all.
Yeah, it'll be like, you were the worst.
That's messed
the
up.
The worst.
You know what? I thought so too, but then I went back and I watched him again. And he's not bad. He's not
the
that
worst.
Bad. He's not Matt Smith.
I was like, when I fell asleep so many times, first of all, during his reign of terror.
Yeah.
That's a fandom I've never gotten into. I went to one event. I think it was the movie thing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that that spot that they gave the third. What was that? Did you see it?
What movie? Oh,
the old man doctor comes back and Matt Smith meets David Tennant.
Yes,
and they work together.
I've seen it. Yes.
I know for a fact that had to have been made for Eccleston, but he refused to be.
The old
back.
Man?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It would have worked perfectly.
It's the wrong doctor.
It's the wrong doctor. Yeah.
If you cut him out and you just say it was the Eccleston doctor, the story wouldn't have changed.
It would have, though, because it wasn't the right doctor that did all that. He was the doctor that did that.
It's semantics. It's all wibbly wobbly timey
no,
wimey
no,
stuff.
Oh, no.
You know, don't act like these shows are so perfectly architected.
Because he regenerated into Eccleston.
Yeah.
So when it
have
work.
Eccleston regenerating to himself?
They could have gotten the guy before
like
Eccleston. They could have dug him up, CG'd him into the spot.
Oh, my God.
Wow, terrible.
It would have been fine.
Eccleston is good in other movies.
I'm the last person to be any kind of authority on Doctor Who, though, because I've seen like two episodes.
Exactly.
Samesies.
What?
Yeah.
It's not that good, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, because you haven't seen all of
you
it.
You haven't seen all. Yeah, exactly. You're stuck on
Eccleston.
You guys
sound like drug addicts. That's what that sounds like.
Eccleston. That's
y'all got
problem.
Any more of that Doctor Who?
I don't want to do cocaine. Oh, but it's the best.
You've done it twice.
Yeah. The latest one.
You got to dedicate your life to it.
I don't even like the latest guy. The latest guy, he's even better than Eccleston to me. And he took some time to grow on me as the character.
It wasn't until the season, this current season.
Yeah.
That just ended. That actually ended up liking him.
One thing I don't like about him is his playing the guitar.
You didn't like that?
I feel like he's trying to be some young person.
Just shoehorning his
skills
into there.
Okay, let's just.
Well, they said that there was going to be a contrast between him last season and him this season. Last season it was all about him being he's not Matt Smith. He's not the Matt Smith doctor.
True, yes.
Which they were polar opposites.
They were oh no, yeah. He made it actor made it very clear. I'm not this last actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And then this season they were like, okay, now that that's done and out of the way, we're going to hone in more on his personality. So it was going to be it was like Arrow.
And then I don't like the glasses either. That feels like they're trying to move merchandise.
They each got everyone's got to have a gimmick. It's all about merchandise. Doctor Who merchandise is ridiculous.
But like,
I wanted to buy my wife something, and the prices were bananas.
But they're my glasses. That's all he's wearing.
Damn, you got really intense for a second.
He's literally wearing just my glasses, and he's like, "Oh, these are now Sonic glasses." So now everybody's going out and wearing Sonic glasses.
There was only a couple episodes.
You hipster.
And like this, like he's not gonna.
He got his screwdriver back.
Oh, okay.
You hipster. Right. You.
Whatever.
This was fun. Thank you so much for showing up, Macy. You got to do this again.
Yeah, I had a blast. And I can't wait to see you guys on Sunday.
Sunday is going to be amazing, guys. If you're in the Sacramento area, Northern California area, screw it. If you're in California, come out to the Sacramento Gamers Expo this Sunday, December 13th, starting at 10, and ends when you go home.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
10 to question mark.
Yep.
Put that out.
Our booth is going to be where it's at because we're going to have the best giveaways. Can guarantee it. A lot of people, they get booths and they're like, no, you show up just to see me. No, we realize that, yeah, we're cool and all, but you want free things. So come to our booth. You can have the potential to win a gaming package from Corsair, including a mouse and wireless headset, prizes from Antlion, another set of headphones, and an awesome streaming microphone. Macy Rose will be there selling her prints.
Yeah.
What cosplays are you a prince of?
I'm going to be bringing Black Cat, Misty, and Maya.
I don't think
I'm forgetting anything. Okay, I think that's it.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
I think I've seen each of those cosplays. You're going to want to spend your hard-earned money on some Macy prints, because if you buy a Macy print, you could win one of our prizes. That's how we work together.
Yeah.
Free tournaments. What else can you guys ask for? Aaron?
Aaron Carter's going to be there, so you might as well show up.
And if you bite him, a cold $100.
Yeah, $100.
Goes into your pocket.
For your medical expenses.
Yeah, exactly.
Where can they learn more about you, Macy Rose, if people want to follow you on the Instagrams and the Twitters and all that?
Yeah, Instagram, Macy_Rose. Twitter is just, my username is too complicated.
No. It's underscore Macy underscore Rose underscore.
Yeah. The one I wanted was taken, so I had to. And then Facebook, it's just Macy Rose.
Facebook Macy Rose. Video Game Bang at Twitter, at Video Game Bang. Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. If you haven't already, please subscribe to us on iTunes and on Stitcher and rate the show. That's as good as gold. If you don't do the Patreon stuff, that's fine. That's understandable. But just as valuable as that, we need to get those rates going. I think that's all we got. Good show, everybody. Thank you guys all for being here. I want to thank you for listening. We will see you this Sunday at the Sacramento Gamers Expo. For Aaron Carter, Macy Rose, the real David Webb, I am Corey Vincent. We will see you this Sunday. No, Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Wow.